Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Gentlemen, all I want to say is we had a great weekend at the races. We have some great tech tips for you. We got Ernie in here from Copy Car. We'll be giving you some tech tips. If y'all have any questions about nitrous or what have you, get with them. We also got my main man, Artilio, from AAA Performance on the line as well for your chassis questions. Y'all know how the bread man do it. Inspirational vitamin. We all need that from this weekend. It goes as follows. We're going to jump right in here and let this show get on the road and do what we do. For the inspirational vitamin this morning, it reads as follows. You are a child of royal blood. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have closed yourself with Christ. You can read that from Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Let me go on into the... Hold on a minute. I heard somebody clicking. Muted out. Let me go with the original reading here. You never need to feel spiritually inferior, especially in the compassion to other believers. Remember that when God accepted you as his child, he did not do so on the basis of your knowledge, work, or worthlessness. In his grace, he accepted you based entirely on your faith in Jesus Christ and your acceptance of him as your Redeemer and Savior. Jesus accepts you for who and what you are. All he asks is that you believe in him and accept him as the Lord of your life. Joyfully respond to this invitation and experience the grace and love of your divine Father every day. Y'all hold 1 minute. Let's go ahead and bow your heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning giving thanks for all that you bestowed upon us. We ask, oh, Heavenly Father, that if we have any questions today about life itself, that you allow whoever answered that question to just put it out there as clearly as possible, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to allow us to be healthy day in which we walk upon this earth, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that you heal the sick and shed in. We ask that you just allow us to attain our goals in which we want to reach, oh, Heavenly Father. Keep us with a clear head and pure heart. We ask all of these blessings in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Hello, hello. Let me go ahead and, man.
Redman, what's happening?
Yes, sir.
I'm having
Ernie.
I tell you what, anybody that would ride 500 miles to come to a race and won't walk 200 yards to say hello to me ought to go back down to Florida and kind of hide his head.
Oh, man. Ernie, I'm telling you, Ernie, when I click my buddy in here, he's gonna tell you, I said, man, I got to get over here and holler at Mr. Ernie, and he said, Bread, man, we came all this way. Now, we need you over here to make sure that we get locked in with these races and this car going well. So, you know, me hanging out with y'all tech tuner guys, you know what I mean, kind of make me feel like, you know, I might know what I'm doing. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Ernie. I don't know jack about no race car. I don't know. You probably forgot more than I know, Ernie, for real. I'm going to say that
right. I'm riding around on the golf cart helping all these races. Didn't even see you raise your hand. God dang. Hurt me. Hurt
Ernie,
my feelings.
Honest, you know what, Ernie? They told me when Dog told me you look like you like 35 years old, and I was looking for somebody young, you know what I mean? And then they told me, you know what I mean, you look, you know what I mean, like a, you know, well-built specimen of a human being, and you know, oh, what I mean. I was looking around; there was a lot of them walking around. I didn't know Ernie. I was just.
I know you got Dog lied to you.
No, don't say.
Hey, I'm 65 years old, 6'2", and 300 pounds. I ain't no specimen. Last time I had a specimen like that, it was in a jar, and I had to give it to somebody.
Good God Almighty. Man, I got to ask, was it positive or negative when they got the results back?
I don't know, but it's hard to sit for a little while.
Hey, well, what do we have this morning, Ernie, that's on your mind that we, I know you seen something at that race.
Oh, yeah. You know, last couple of weeks, we've pushed real hard on the electrical ends of things and making sure your electrical wiring is right. And I had one of the racers call me over, said that he was having a problem, and I went over and looked at his grid system. And when you looked at the second and third stage, his second stage looked like it was having a heart attack on a monitor. Man, it was up and down and all over the place. He said, you know, the second stage wouldn't come on, and the only way the third stage would run is if he hit the bump button. Got to looking, went up underneath the hood, started chasing his wiring down, came back to where the wires came out of the firewall, and they had the wires crimped together with one of those little barrel connectors. Instead of using the proper crimping tool, you could see where they just used a pair of pliers and squeezed it down. Well, when you reached over and just gave it a little tug, it came right out of the barrel. It was so loose you could put it back in the barrel. And then went over to look at, they had some two-wire connectors, like the little trailer connectors that plugged together, and that's a great thing to use. But they were so loose when you put them together, when you just give them a little tug, they'd fall apart. Over the time that you're using these things, number one, on your crimp connectors, get a good crimp tool. You know, a good crimp tool, K&D, McLean, a good one, $27. And don't buy this damn stuff at Harbor Freight, these $2 crimp and tools. You buy a $2 crimp and tool, you got a $2 crimp. You got a $100,000 motor, you know, and it ain't going to run if the wires aren't connected good, and it also can tear up that motor. Get a good crimping tool that's made for the terminals you're using. When you squeeze them, crimp them good and solid. I mean, get on them. When you finish crimping them, grab each side of the part that you crimped and give it a good pull. Now, if you're afraid that it's going to come out, that means you're not happy with the crimp. You should be able to give it a good pull and not be able to pull it off. That's what gets a good joint. Like I say, a loose joint or one that's wadded up. I've seen people cut the copper lines off of the wire so to fit in the fittings. What have you done? You've actually created a weak point in the whole distribution point of your electrical system. If the wire's too big, that means you need a bigger connector. You know, they've got them in yellow, blue, red, to fit every type of wire and every style of wire. And also, you don't want to run household wiring in a race car. Household wiring is meant to be put behind a wall in a non-vibration atmosphere. If it vibrates or gets any oscillations, it'll work harden and snap in two. That's the reason why the car wiring is all multi-strand. That means more than one strand is twisted together. The finer the wire, the more the strands, the higher the amperage that wire can pull. If you look at some wiring, if you ever get some chance to look at some wiring in an aircraft, it is very fine wire twisted together. They do that because of all the flexes, the vibrations while it's flying, and it's going to last a lot longer. So good connections. If you're going to solder wires together, first thing you want to do is take your solder gun, heat it up, put a little solder on the solder gun, touch one of the wires, and put some solder on that wire. Let it soak into it. That's called tinning the wire. Tin each end of the wire. Then when you go to put those two wires together, the only thing you've got to do is get your solder gun hot, put a little solder on it, and when you touch those two wires, they're together. Don't ever try to twist wires together and then solder the lump. It'll take so much heat to do that, you'll end up burning the wire or definitely burning the insulation. Another thing I saw this weekend was wiring that was skint back, leaving exposed wires, and also wires that were crimped in place that were stripped back too far. So when they were crimped in, you had a bare section hanging out of the joint. That's the best way, number one, to either have a fire or to get a system that is so spastic that it can't come on. You can burn up your controllers. You can burn up your relays because going to ground, a major problem with positive wiring. And probably last but not least, I was talking with JD with MSD a couple of weeks ago on my show. And, oh, by the way, and the next couple of weeks, MSD has requested that they can come back on the show on our Monday night Ask Ernie Tech Tips. So we'll have JD back on the show. You got any questions for on your MSD equipment? This is the man to ask. He is the man in charge of the tech department. But one of the things he came up with, and I've done it for years and never thought about it, is make sure that you've got a ground going from one of your heads to the chassis, or from one of your heads to wherever you've got the chassis ground going to. In today's manufacturing, the studs, the bolts, the nuts, the heads, everything has a special coating on it or special tempering to make them last longer. But in doing that, it actually starts insulating the metal itself to where it doesn't do a good conduction on the ground circuit. Easiest way to solve this whole problem is to take a ground strap. You can get them from any automotive parts place. Doesn't have to be a large one. But put a screw into the head, take it down, and ground it to the chassis. And that can stop the majority of the problems that is seen with ignition systems not wanting to work properly, also with your solenoids not wanting to work properly. Extremely important items to touch there. But we're going to have, you know, let's look at these things. If you got any questions for on your MSD, you know, listen up on the Ask Ernie show Monday nights on Blog Talk Radio. And we've also got a couple more videos up on YouTube, Ask Ernie Tech Tips. We've got the how to rotophase a distributor, how to check your and service your solenoids, all about the nitrous filters. We've got a couple more coming up on what's the inside of a bottle look like. And see, now if you came over to the table this weekend, I'd have showed you the new cutaway where we cut a 10-pound bottle into, and you could see everything in it, and you could also see, because this was a used 10-pound bottle, see the amount of dirt that is impregnated into the aluminum itself, and also where this bottle had unfortunately been heated with a torch. You could see some of the areas that had discolored on the inside of the bottle. That's a quick one for today. If you got any questions, you know, let's hit number one and come on in here and talk to me. Breadman, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My apology. I was bringing somebody in, getting folks in here on this line. That's all.
Okay. You got quiet there all of a sudden. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yes, yes, yes. I was in the private room clicking folks in. They said it was we were having trouble. I don't know if we're having trouble with the lines. We are filled up right now, callers. So if y'all decide to try to want to click off, I'm not sure if I can get everybody back in, just to let y'all know. But for the individuals that are on right now, if y'all have any questions right now while Ernie's on, please hit the one button. And we can get these questions out the way right quick and, you know, moving right along. Ernie, I don't see any hands up right yet. Anybody
okay.
Having any questions?
But not any problems with that. If you got any questions, you know, you can give us a call directly at the shop at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. That's what all those letters spell. So if you're a good speller, you can find this too. Tracy, if you don't have any questions or anything you want to talk about, you know, had a good race this weekend up at Carolina Dragway, House of Hook. If you weren't there, you missed a good one. Hell of a spectator turnout, great facility, and some really bodacious cars. It was unbelievable. I'll let y'all go. Look up the videos, Ask Ernie Tech Tips on YouTube, and Ask Ernie Monday nights, 6 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. Tracy, y'all have a good one. Oh, excuse me, Tracy. Breadman, y'all have a good one.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you very much. There go Ernie,
thank
folks.
You.
If y'all still have any questions, we still have a crew on the line here. Come on in. Where you at? Double A Performance. Our chassis engineer. Hello? Your phone's breaking up. Yes, we're here.
All right. I just want to let everyone know that Atelio and I are here to answer any questions for you guys. He knows more than I do, obviously. But I am here to help him out.
If y'all have any chassis needs, they are on the phone. If y'all want to ask any questions about any type of chassis, they're here. I just want to throw that out there. I want to throw that out there for everyone. So, you know, if you're looking to get any of your chassis needs, I apologize. I'm trying to read and talk when you're on these shows, but I tell you, you definitely are a busy man trying to read all the texts and everything and emails that you can get while the show is live. The show is packed, fellas. And ladies, if y'all bumping in and out, I apologize if I can't get you back in. I'm trying to do the best I can, and I know that y'all have great concerns about, you know, wanting to get your questions addressed. by professionals. If I definitely can answer it, I will. If I can't, I will get someone on that can. I'm sure everyone is waiting on our announcement. Let's go to that. If y'all don't want to hit the one button, I'm going to go ahead with the show. But I do want to let y'all know AA Performance is on here in case y'all do have any questions later in the show. With that being said, I'm going to move right along. Let me kick on a little talking music here. Turn it up a little bit for y'all. Hope that ain't too loud for y'all here. Well, we're getting ready to get started with our announcements. This weekend at Mike Hill season finale. How that sound? That does sound good, though. Ow! Man, let me go ahead with what happened. I got the first put out there, man. Stone Cold, my man Stone Cold, ran up against Jimmy McFadden, Big Sexy. That's his name, Big Sexy. They did it. I think Big Sexy came right off the trailer on Stone Cold. And they went in there, and ladies and gentlemen, that was a race. Nephew, a.k.a. the long-haired soldier, he cut a 00-something off the tree, and, man, he had turned all the way around. It looked like he put his hand out the window and adjusted the rearview mirror, and I heard he put a Tupac on while he was in my rearview mirror while he was going down the track to pull the chutes, and that was that, folks. I'm just telling you what I seen and definitely what I heard. After that race, another race that was outstanding. My man Slick Rick Alexander and Fallen Nine. Those are some Fallen Nine is a fireman, folks. Man, they are some outstanding competitors. I just want to shout out to Fallen Nine, man. Y'all were stand-up guys. My man, Big Dave and Slick Rick with the CP crew, they got tangled up, and Slick Rick took the win. Slick Rick took the win. Ow. Man, that race was definitely a great race. It was close, one hit to one hit. It started out a little rough, but guess what, folks? We got it. Not rough on our behalf of Fallen Nine. It's just, you know, so many people standing around trying to look and see what's up under your hood. It got crazy. But anyway, they got it off. They got it off. Another great race that went on that day was, let me, I'm looking here. These guys out of Chicago, man. SVO, Twin Turbo, out of Chicago. They got into it with the 901 Bad Boys. It ran the Predator car. The Predator car. Man, them boys came from Chi-Town, and them boys said, listen, we here, you know, Illinois, state of Illinois is a show-me state. And they wanted everybody down south to show them really who the true 29s was. And them boys got to it. And, you know, hey, one time for them 901 boys, man. Y'all be getting in the ring. We can't knock them 901 boys. We cannot knock them guys. 901, I got a chance to meet 902, I just want to give you a shout out. Happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday from the Breadman and Jimmy Marino show. Happy birthday, 902. Let me go on down here. The Four Horsemen and Kenny Beecham. Man, Big Sexy lost to Stone Cold, got back in the ring again. Big Sexy came back out there, and the Four Horsemen and Kenny Beecham beat Big Sexy. Wow. Well, that wasn't all the racing. I still have more to come. Let me get some more music in here because I'm going to tell you, the race that I'm waiting to see, I thought he would hit one by now, but naked, If you out there, get in here, butt naked. If you out there, hit the one button. I wanted him to be on here when I discussed what happened to him on his race. Stone Cold, if you out there. Nephew, if you out there, hit the one button. I don't see you. I don't see you. I also want to say, man, one time to my man, Mandrill, shut up and race. He got out there, man, and cyanide evidently was we were trying to iron out, you know, everything, what was going on, and sometimes them cars do what they do. It wasn't running right, but don't y'all, if y'all see any video of that cyanide, don't get it twisted. We was having some issues with it. Real treat, I want to say, man, you a stand-up guy as well. You got in there. Y'all did what y'all had to do. But, you know, ultimately, Grudge, Inc. showed out. Man, I got to say that. Grudge, Inc. and Cold Killer, them guys did what they had to do. They took the win, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, we can move on to the next big event down in Tampa, Florida, November the 30th. Man, the Rumble in the Jungle. If we can take, you know, all the people that enjoyed that race, the weather is going to be the same way. Excuse me. The weather is going to be the same way, if not a little bit warmer, down in Tampa. That weekend on November the 30th, we'll all be fat. We'll all be eating eight good meals. And we can come out and play. Let me get those promoters in here from that particular race. That's the next race, I believe. Come on. Let me. Mandrill, shut up and race. If you out there, November the 9th, Mandrill, shut up and race is coming back with you with another episode of Shut Up and Race. Mandrill, if you out there, hit the one button. I don't see you. With that being said, Crew Chief, T5, if y'all on, hit the one button and get these promotions out the way. Oh, I got somebody to throw their hand up. Let me go there until them guys get on here. 770-2657, your mic is live.
Hellboy, the Hellboy. You still doing TikTok with Ernie?
I believe Ernie's still in here. I don't know if he clicked over, but he did. What's your question, sir?
I want to talk with him about them burnouts that we were talking about earlier this morning, Fred.
The burnout?
Whenever he come back, remember we were talking about the burnout? Whenever he come back in, just unmute my mic. I know you're going to mute him. But just unmute my mic so I can holler at her.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Whenever he clicked back on, he probably say something. Ernie, I know he's still out there, but he brought his hand back up.
Also.
But let me get the next caller here. Y'all bumping on in now. You hold what you got, sir. Oh, they just clicked out. It's just me and you. What was your question, though? Let the callers hear what your question was, sir.
Oh, well, this morning we had a discussion about doing burnouts and stuff. And I was saying a mistake, I think, and me as a driver, I'm driving my car. I've had people line me up and stuff like that. But, like, if you do a burnout across the finish line, some guys, when they line you up, they try to line you up while you're backing up, and that can make for an uncomfortable feel of the steering wheel when they try to line you up back. You know, what I was saying, I like to back all the way up, then pull back in and straight instead of them guys trying to back you up straight like that. And then my question was, if they back you up and then won't that put the suspension in a bind when you get ready to take off?
Okay, hold on.
You know what I'm saying, Fred? Like, if you back up into the light straight.
Hold on 1 minute. 317-6112. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. Hello. Hold on 1 second. Jamil, let me get you to your
don't say my real name on the air, man. I'm on it.
Yeah, but I don't like using that name right there right now. We sir, I just call you the Burgundy Mustang. How about that? the Burgundy Mustang had the question of, you said burnout across the finish line, but you meant starting line.
Yes.
Burnout across the starting line, and you're getting backed up, and you, and the individual that's backing you up is backing you up out of the groove.
Not necessarily backing up out of the groove, but a lot of guys like to try to back you up straight. But to me, I think it's best to back on up a good distance from the start line and pull back in straight. You know what I'm saying? But because if you try to back a man right up into it, then, you know, the steering wheel might not have a positive feel like he won't as if he would when he pulled up straight.
Okay.
And my question is that put a suspension in the bind, too, if you had it in reverse and then you just click it down and low, and then you right there at the start line to take off?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how do you feel it'll be in a bind if the, you know, the wheels are straight. I mean, and you click it, you once you stopped and engaged the drive, pulling it, the transmission back into
right.
low gear first, how would you feel it will be in a bind from that?
Because to me, when it, if you pull the car back in reverse and you back it up and you stop and you pull it back down in the low. And you like, and he lines you up back, and you pull it back down and load. It's not giving it a chance to load the suspension feet because it's briefly going in reverse. But if you just pull it back down and load, it's sitting.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
And what we talked about this morning, I was just trying to say it's best to just back on up and then put the car in drive and roll down in where you're going to line up at instead of somebody trying to line you up and go back.
Well, I just got a text, Burgundy Car. It was stating when you are backing up, you need to have someone watching out because you might back up on something you really don't want to. I just had to I'm reading this text. I got y'all stop that. Y'all stop that, man.
Oh, man.
Swine, don't do that. Swine, don't do that. They want to get in here real bad with that question. But the car would not be in a bind if you're already, you know, in the tracks or what have you. But with that being said, let me catch this next line here, sir. You can go to mute, and I'll leave your mic
open.
I'm going to mute. 317-317-6112. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. Good morning. Hello. Oh, I'm going to go to the next caller. My man, the one and only, folks. Here he is. What my button at? Oh, don't you say nothing. Here he is, folks. One of the legendary. Man of the hour, Dog himself and Little Junior. Good morning,
hey,
sir.
What's up, Red Man? Look at man. Now, I'm calling in on the tech tip. To be honest with y'all, y'all making a joke, but unfortunately, that big mouth, pop-eyed ass, hell boy, he got a point, especially with Mustangs. When you back them up and you don't back them up far enough, they do be in a bind when you back up if you don't back up far enough and then pull back up straight. He is telling the truth.
Well,
thank you, dog.
We were trying to figure out how would he feel, what would put it in a bind if you're straight and
it's just like when you up. Okay, it's just like when you're backing up and you turn your car and that spool lock up that rear lock up, it'd be so hard to turn. It do the same thing when you're backing up. It do be in a bind if you don't back up far enough and then come forward fast enough to relax it.
Right, because a lot of times to me the steering wheel, even though you back up, when you pull back forward, it takes the pressure off the steering wheel.
He's telling the truth. I know it sounds strange and everything, but it has happened, and it especially with the Mustangs,
Right.
Because of the sharp wheel. What I'm trying to say, just like, look at it like this here, when you're going forward, you know, sometimes when you're pushing your car forward on Bread Man, and you kind of turn the wheel and it's hard to turn because that damn spool or whatever in the back be locking up, It do the same thing when you when you're backing up. If you don't back up far enough and pull back forward enough, it do put us in a bind. It do.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, did you get your question answered, Burgundy Mustang? I mean,
well, I really wasn't asked. I just wanted it to be kind of known and to get it validated by somebody with you know more experience in it than me. You know, because it was something I felt. You know, because like I said, I had guys try to back me up straight. And then I'm like, hold on, let me just back up maybe 10 feet behind the start line, put it back in low, then pull forward in straight, because it takes the bind up off my steering wheel, because the steering wheel, when you back it up, your steering wheel might be cocked over 6 inches to the left, because you were so far out of the way when you were backing up. So your steering
now, see,
wheel might
big
not be
as slow as his, right? Now, see, that big gun as slow as his car is, Brad, man, he getting out of secret, he should have kept to himself.
Well, you know, I'll be that big dummy today, dog, but I want you to know one thing. Next time you go to a guy's bar race, I want you to wipe your damn nose. You down there with snot running everywhere all in your mouth. My partner tried to tell you to wipe your damn nose the other day. Don't let me see you down there with snot stuff running around like you know snotty old brat, dog.
You see well, you see that, I was waiting for your old lady to come and wipe my nose.
Well, I can't come back. Shut up. I'm going to be.
Let it go. Let it go.
We just shooting the shoot, man. We just shooting the shoot, but it's serious business, though. No, I'm just messing with the dog on it out here, boy. That's my boy, though. But he got a good point there, Brad, man. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm gonna listen in on the show, man. You know, and I'm glad Ernie didn't talk too much because you know Ernie get to talking, the show got to go on another 2 hours.
Uh-oh. Well, he's trying to improve, and you know what I mean. He did a great job for me, you know, standing in there in this late time. You know how we do. He always come through for me. But I'm a dog. If you got anything you want to announce about, let me get a couple of these callers in. They say my line is acting up. And
it was. I had to hang up and call back. It went dead. It just went dead, Britt, man. Somehow it did.
I don't know what you know. I guess the line is over, filled up or something. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Man, quit fooling yourself because you know you ain't got that many callers. Yeah, but look here, man. I did want to say something, man, about AAA performances, man. Y'all ought to get the guys a call now. And AAA performance, man, some of the best people in the world for your doggone suspension needs and everything, man. Y'all need to give them a call now. And good customer service and everything, man.
Yeah. They on the line.
Yeah, I know. Everybody forgot they was on the line. That's what I'm going to say. So we just since there ain't nobody asking no questions, give them a call out there. There's a double A. I said triple A, double A performance. And I know them because I have got some good tech tips from them before. 772-672-1164. Double A performance down there. Chassis and fabrications and everything. Damn good people.
Yes, it is. That would have been great question for them. How did Artilio feel about the question he heard about putting a Mustang in a bind?
One second. Let me go grab him. He just walked out of the office, okay?
Oh, you know. It
wasn't just Mustangs. I was just saying the Mustangs, since with the shorter wheelbase cars is more susceptible than a regular, longer wheelbase car. That's what it is. And it is the truth, though. But Hellboy did answer it right, though. Back it up. The further you back it up and come forward, the better off you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I felt like it would be hard to the way, you know, I've been there before, but I'm thinking in a bind, you have to have it turned, the wheel turned to the right or whatever. If you're packing somebody up straight, normally the individual in front going to, you know what I mean, make sure that you're not actually in a bind when you pull back forward. What is in a bind at that point? That's what I was saying. That's why I really didn't hone up.
Yeah. What you said, what you right is, Brad, man. But what he's trying to say is he don't know what he's saying when he said when he was getting you. See, he was getting you the symptoms, like he said, steering wheel on feel right. You can feel it, like he said, you can kind of feel it in the steering wheel. He don't know what he was saying. He just was saying some good stuff, though. That's why he asked the question, and he's telling the truth.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to grab another caller here. 678-8163.
But they don't cut no bind. Your ass is in a bind when you line up with that nigga finna tear that ass up.
Y'all must have known Mike was over there talking that dirty talk.
Wrong show. It's wrong show now.
What is that word?
bag up on something. That mother want a bag up on his daddy.
Good frog, Joe. You get him out of here. I get him out of here. 478. 478. 5467.
Yo, what's going on, Brett, man? Good morning. How you doing, man? My first time on the show, man. You having a good show?
Oh, who is this? Who is this?
This James, man. I normally chime in on Dog and BET show. I never caught a morning show, man. But this morning, I caught it kind of early. I'm glad being here, man. You got a good show going on, and I want to comment on that what the Burger Mustang guy said about the car being in the bind.
Right.
This is what I think was happening. If you got a full spool in your end, just like Dog said, that full spool is made to go straight down the track. Once you get that car twisted, even though you might turn that steering wheel just a little bit, that rear end started trying to push the car forward straight. And then what it does is it digs your front steers into the – see, it's biting on the track, your steers are. And that's what it means by being in a bind. So when you launch, it might shift a little bit before it's like sets itself free. And then when your tires like flat back on the surface of the track, it's going straight down the track. But it's gonna give you a little movement when you first take off if you don't back up enough, and then put it in low gear and pull back from. See, it frees the steers up because the steers not digging into the track because that rear end is set to make go. The rear end with a positive unit, a full spool, is set to go straight down the track instead of a limited slip. You know, a limited slip. It depends on which angle you're turning. One wheel will free up on the back end. But if you got both tires pulling at all times, it really makes it go straight in one direction. That means straight.
Exactly.
So I understand exactly what that guy's talking about. I don't want to call his name, but I know who he is. But, I respect him for what he says.
Dick, call me Hill, boy.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are you, fat man?
Huh?
It sounds like T-Bird.
No, it's James, man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, James, who you
are?
My bad, James. I mean to cut you off. I want to know who you had on the race, man, Cold Killer and Real Tree. Who you had on there?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I chose Real Tree, you know, for the simple fact. But, you know, Cold Killer doing his thing now, man. Hey.
What did you feel that?
The what now? Your phone went acting up. Hello?
Bread man, if you're in a bad area, you making that whole show mess up. That's what it is. Bread man, phone is ain't getting no good signal. You see that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here, dog.
Hellboy, you see that, Hellboy? That's his phone. If his phone messed up, his phone is tied into the show, that's going to mess the whole thing up.
Brad's
got a bad signal or something.
Yeah, go ahead and static up, then it went out.
Yeah, it went out on me too, and I didn't know what was going on. And then it said, so since one nobody on the phone talking to him, I called back into the show again.
Right.
I'm still on, dog.
Okay,
Hello.
I'm out on the speakerphone.
You still there, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody, no, it was actually my bad, to be honest. I missed and hit the doggone, sitting up here trying to read Texas and hit the wrong button. That's like a bang. I say, oh, dude. It's on me. Let me open the mic back up. Hold on a minute.
Yep.
Man. Let me get these callers back in. Hold on a minute. You back on, Double A, you back in here. First Mustang, I got you back in, something wrong with that line. Hello, hello. Is it still, dog, it's still doing that on the outside?
It ain't. Whoever you just open up started making echo, so that's where the problem coming from. Now, if you open up Double A, maybe they're doing it on a speakerphone. Maybe they got their big speakerphone in their office, in their shop or something. Maybe that's what's making it echo. But right now, me and you sounding good.
No, they on. Double A on. It ain't doing nothing.
Okay, they
already mic. Okay, dope. Okay, dope. Let me check this out again. 5467. Let me open your mic and see what's.
Yeah, I'm
James.
Not there, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's James.
Okay.
It ain't James.
No, it ain't you. Okay, well, we still got everybody back in here. I apologize about kicking you off like that. I did want to get your insight on the race and how you felt. You know what I mean? What was your favorite grudge race? I do want to ask you that.
Well, to be honest with you, Brad, man, I wasn't in attendance, but I was popped up for the Cold Killing Real Tree race, man. I mean, I wasn't in the in attendance, but, you know, I was still checking in and checking the boards and everything to find out what the update was, but like I said, I was pulling for Real Tree, you know, but yeah, props to Cold Killer and crew, you know, they did their job.
Yes. I think that I was real sad that I thought I was gonna see Lil Junior and some other car get busy, but we didn't get a chance to see them lock in. They were scared to lock in with Lil Junior or what, dog?
Well, you know, Lil Junior was out there testing, and you know me. I doggone trial joking on a test pass, but we never could get it together. They either wanted to bet too much money or they wanted to make too many more shakedowns, so you know me. I'm ready to go on, knock me in the head so I can go in the corner and sit down, or take my money so I can go in the corner and sit down. So that was one reason why we couldn't get a race. That either they wanted to keep on making test passes or they was trying to buy a race. So, you know, that's all I got to say about that, Brad, man.
Okay. No problem. No problem at all.
I don't know.
But listen, I'm going to open up one more mic here. I see somebody with a hand up. I'm going to try this again. 317-6112. You had your hand up? Hello? Hello?
No, I didn't have my hand up. You just clicked me in, but I was on mute.
You got it up. That'll work. My apologies.
Okay, now, so guys, start doing it when you don't open that one up no more.
that Hellboy mic, Brett, man, every time you open Hellboy mic up, it go to echoing.
No, that ain't, that wasn't.
No, that's
317. Right.
That's when they start echoing it, when it's 317.
Oh, okay, 317.
That ain't
but it's all good, though. It's all good. He said he was on mute. He said he didn't want to hit it. He didn't know. He was on mute. He might have, you know, a phone, maybe have about 5 or 6, 10 people on it or something. You don't never know.
No, I only open up the mics that's showing me that they put their hand up. I ain't never just scroll down opening up folks' mics that are listening. So,
but see what it is, like I said, Brad, man, whether you know it or not, sometimes the thing will throw you, if you're listening, it'll throw you in there. It'll do that, so, you know, they might not know they're in the queue.
Yeah, ain't no problem. But with that being said, if y'all got anything, any promoters out there, I've been trying to wait on them to get on. Good stuff. Y'all had anything y'all want? Hey, James, where you going to be at next?
Right now, what shows are coming up next, Brent, man? I thought that was about it. Only show coming up now, what, Orlando?
No, they got Crew Chiefs got one on November the 30th. They got a good one coming up on November 30th down there. They're having a good little show down there. Him and Crew Chief and T5 and the boys. Jimmy Moreno and all of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like Mr. Joe said, if the creek don't rise, you know, we'll try to make that race. I mean, you know, either that one or either Orlando. One of the two.
What, if you don't mind me asking, what area you are out of? You out of the Georgia area?
I'm middle Georgia, exit 122, in between Cordele and Perry, Georgia.
Okay. That's great. So you probably go to US 19 right there.
Well, yeah, I do. Macon, I go to Macon, you know.
Valdosta. You go to Macon, doggone US 19 in Valdosta.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Well, actually, the next race is going to be November the 9th, Mandrell Shut Up and Race. I don't know if you ever hit one of those. I don't know what type of car you might have, but it'd be some action down there. And it'd be some bunch of folks come out to that race.
Where they going to be at Edenton or at Macon?
At Putnam County in Edenton Dragway, Headhunter Dragway, Edenton, Georgia, X114 off of I-20, hang a right. Come on down.
And I think Rico and them having another big race down in Macon, too, on the 17th. If I remember right, the 17th, I think Rico and them having a race down there. But like you said, Brad, man, they need to come on and advertise their own stuff.
You're right. You're definitely right. So with that being said, though, it's another hand up. I think I'm going to check and see if he got it back together. 26-57.
Hey, yeah, I also wanted to make an announcement. I think they're going to have one of the biggest grudges of the year on Thursday night at the House Cook, weather given. Two performances in the White Boys locked in last night. They're going to get to it on Thursday night. All the weather good. Just putting that out there, so everybody come on down. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get Jacksonville, Florida's check over there that night, just like going to see that. But that's going to be a real big, highly anticipated race again.
Yes, that is. I was going to announce that at the end that, you know, I was trying to get folks to get in here and make the announcements on their show. Two performance and the White Boys are locked in for Thursday night in Jackson, Carolina Dragway. It's going to be a one. So if anybody can get over there and check that out, that's going to be a real good sight to see. It's going to be they pretty even. So, you know, that's another good race, grudge race. It's a grudge race. Well, my man, BET. BET, you out there, hit the one button. Grudge race. Folks, y'all had BET in the house. He was cool down there. Hopefully I got on some of his video. I made so much money down there, man. I didn't even know if I could make it home, man. I had an awesome time. I want to thank that guy, Jackson, for putting on a great show. What's the guy named, dog? Jerry.
Mike Hill, Terry. It's the old team, Jeff Mountain, you know. Yeah.
All of them. I want to say thanks to Mike for putting on a great show, promoting a great show. And I want to say, you know, to the track, a lot of people don't give a track thanks for, you know, cleaning them spills up as fast as they did. And you know what I mean? I didn't hear one person complain about how it went as far as the cleanup time or the wait time. I mean, if the track was clean, they were letting folk go down the track. And that's what I like to see.
See, Brad, man, that's one thing you can't say. You know, people gonna complain about it, but they got to realize when they come to the track, clean up and stuff like that. That's part of racing. You got to go with the bad, just as good as with the good. But like I said, the best thing to do is to try to clean up correctly. Because if you know one of the biggest races of the night between the doggone Shadow and Mr. Jekyll, doggone out of Texas, one of the biggest races of the night, they had a big all the way down halfway to 1/8 mile almost. And they went out there and cleaned up the whole half of the 1/8 mile, and them guys came and ran right directly after that. So that just shows the confidence that the people had in the track cleanup and everything. They didn't even let no other cars go down before that. They accepted the track for just what it was, and the doggone Shadow went out in the lane that was all down and made a hell of a damn pass and won the race.
Yeah, that was another exciting race. I watched that one from the bleachers. I had to go up top because I didn't ate all the hot dogs and chicken wings, and I didn't want to be down at the bottom and get flamed up down there because them boys came through there with them flames out. So I didn't want to burn up my food. I went to the top. But I'm going to tell you, I did want to say this. I want to say a big shout-out to Tony Wright. He came out there and jumped on old Butt Naked. And a lot of guys talked about Butt Naked a lot, but guess what? Butt Naked is he out there fighting right now. And I want to say, hey, shout out to him too, man, for putting on a great show for the fans. They got in there and made some action happen. For those of you that fed me, the bread man, I want to say thank you for that too. We'll get with you at the next race. Maybe it's on me next time.
Okay, Breadman, I also want to say something about Buck Naked. You know, he had the tag of winning the race and then sitting back and won't race it with stipulations. Well, Buck Naked talked to me, and I talked to him, and all that's out the window. Buck Naked said, now going out, he's going to be at every race. I don't care how hot or how cold it be. If they're going to be at the track, he's going to be at the track with no stipulations. And also, for your information, Buck Naked did hurt his car. He said he was going to put it up the next year, but he said it got him so fired up, and he gave T5 them his word, that he's going to try to have his car up and ready for doggone T5 them race down there on November the 30th out in Florida.
Yeah, he's standing at eight. You know, he started out a little slow, and everybody roughed him up beginning of the year. But guess what? I got to say, man, he is definitely engaging right now. Definitely engaging. But yeah. I see somebody hand up, throw their hand up, 773-39-69. Let me get you in here. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Got him back out of here. 773-3969. I'm going to try you again. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Bread
Man
Show.
My fault, Bread Man. This big perm, I didn't mean to get it. I didn't know I was in the queue.
Okay, though. Putting you back on mute. You back on mule. But if y'all have anything else y'all want to add, I want to thank Dog for coming on and saying what he had to say. We Dog and Ernie will be having a show later today at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Take talk with Ernie and Dog, and I'm sure Dog gonna get a bunch of them guys on that when they get off work.
Okay, hey, let me tell you something, Brad. I got to give you a slight correction that you don't do since we have two shows, Monday and Tuesday. When we got a lot of hot topics to talk about or some stuff that we need to clear up, sometimes we just move Ernie over to Tuesday. Unfortunately, as it might be, we have some issues we need to clear up that's in the Grudge World that need to be spoken about. So today, Ernie will not be on today. He's been moved to tomorrow, and we got some issues we got to clean up. And like I said, I know your show is sort of like Wild Man, a kind of clean show. But at 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to clear up the Real Tree controversy, if you don't already know what it is, and we're going to clear up some of the controversy with Mississippi Joe. So that's all I'm going to say about that. You'd be surprised at how it might come out. I don't know how it's going to come out neither, but, Breadman, as you know, I'm going to keep it real, and that'll be going on tonight at 6 o'clock. So anybody want to tune in tonight, that's what we'll be talking about. Ernie will be on tomorrow, though. And also, you know, Ernie only stays on maybe 45 minutes, an hour, or however long you have to have him. And after that, we do go to the dirt and all that. Unfortunately, or fortunately, as like Breadman might say, we got some shows that are rated PG, some rated X, some shows are rated. We just have to do what we got to do. Breadman, thank you for letting me put that announcement out there. But today at 6 o'clock, we're going to clear up the Real Tree controversy and the Mississippi Joe controversy. That's what will be going on today, Breadman.
Well, that'll
hey,
be
dog.
Great.
Hey, dog, post your number for your show up on Facebook if you can.
I'm going to say this here, and I ain't trying to be nasty. I've been on for 3 years, and if you don't know that number by now, it's been pasted all over everything. That means you don't want to know the number. But do come on Facebook. When I get ready to come on, I do put a thing out on Facebook. Now, I know everybody ought to know that number by now. If you don't, that means you didn't want to know it, and you only want to know it when it's controversial. But thank you, Hellboy.
You're welcome, dog. I just asked Brad for his number again for the third week in a row.
Well, that just shows y'all are not true fans, to be honest with you. That's the way I look at it. And it pisses me off, too, because if I want to know something, I doggone it have to look it up myself. And then with the internet access we got and these smartphones and all that, I don't see why y'all just can't dial that number, put it in at a Bread Man show, and just punch it up like your dumb asses do all the rest of the shit you do.
All right,
but anyway, I had to say that. It make me mad. All I do is punch up Bread Man. Now, if I was your old girlfriend and you wanted to know who I was, I bet you wouldn't have no trouble remembering my number then.
It's always y'all get driving.
But listen, with that being said, we're going to get on out of here. I'm going to do my inspirational vitamin before I leave. If y'all don't have, let me go ahead and go down the list. If y'all got any announcements before I start into anything, get them out now. And, you know, we'll follow up later this evening and find out what's going on in the world of grudge racing.
Okay, well, then I got one more thing, Brad, and I got to get out of here myself. I want to send props out to my man, Breadman. Breadman, for trying to keep it real and try to keep it kind of neutral. So we need some of the karma shows, and your show is one of the karma shows, per se, as Wild Man is sometime. Now, he's getting a little rowdy lately, but we need some of the karma shows. But, like, I want to tell everybody that, Breadman, I want to appreciate you. I'm glad to see you coming out to more races and everything and getting a first-hand view of everything, because secondhand knowledge to a talk show host ain't worth a damn to me. You need to be out there yourself so you know what's going on, because when people give you secondhand knowledge, you don't know whether it's good or bad or in between, and you can't be as lively about it or sure about it than seeing it for yourself, Breadman. So thank you, Breadman, for coming out to more shows and getting more involved in the racing game, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you. I can't make no excuse about why I didn't make the other ones, but I realize that it does make me have a better show when I do see for myself what's going on. And, you know, I'm not going to stop here. I'm going to continue to try to do what's necessary to get to these shows. I am just like the average spectator that is out there, or owner, I should say. I have a car as well that will be coming out here real soon. I have some goals for the upcoming year. And I'm just like y'all. I have, you know, a life outside of racing. Racing isn't my life. It's just a hobby to me. I have a real job. I have a real family. And I'm throwing this out there because, you know, there's someone sitting in the back saying, hey, you know, I would like to come have the money to come to every show. Well, the reason I ain't make the other shows because I didn't have the money. I just put it to you like that. See, dog got a meal ticket. Dog, everybody want dog at his shows and everything, and they'll call dog and say, get in here right now. And he just walk right in. And I realized that dog would tell you, go over to this man trailer and tell him I said this here, and they feed you, give you drinks and everything. Dang, they'll put a T-shirt on your back. So, I mean, hanging out with him has definitely no – y'all better get y'all a show. That's what I better say. Y'all better get y'all a show because there's some great perks in it. Dog, I mean –
that damn Bread Man just mess up everybody, don't he?
Oh, man. Y'all better get y'all a show because I'm telling you, hanging out with dog and being at these races, and it's a lot. It's one big family. I want to thank dog for always having my back, always teaching me on how to be who I am. And you know, I am different. Me and him, we know each other are different, and he respects me for what I believe in, and I let him be who he is. And he is an elder to me, and they are. I'm learning from everybody, all the talk shows. I really do, even BET show. I want to throw
that
out.
One more thing I'm going to say on that, though, Brent. I'm going to say on that now. And Hellboy can attest to this, yeah, because Hellboy is just like me in another way, though. He raised more hell and talked more shit. But one thing about him, he don't bite his tongue and he tell the truth. The truth will set you free. As long as you tell the truth, you can be a total asshole. But as long as you're true and fair and your integrity is above reproach on most stuff, you can get away with a lot of stuff, because I know much shit as I talk and much stuff as I get into, but Breadman, I always try to keep it 100. Now, ain't nobody in the world, can keep it 100. But I try to keep it right around about 95, though. So that's the best I can do, and I'm going to give you the best I can, as long as I can.
Well, hey, I want to say this right here before I get off. A lot of people, you know, we look at a lot of folks as, you know, having problems with certain individuals. But I want to say this right here. I want to give a shout-out to BET. What really made me feel good about this show was one of his friends was really feeling bad at one time. And, you know, he called me to call his friend and pray for his friend. That really made me feel like the shows that I have are getting out to somebody. Now, we can sit on here and play games if we want to, but we all need prayer at the end of the day. And with that being said, let me go ahead and ask you, dog, are you done and with your announcements? Because I'm going to go ahead into the inspirational vitamin. of this evening, and we're going to get on out of here. But I want to send that out. BT, I appreciate you for at least thinking about me to pray for your friend and uplift him.
I appreciate it, Brad, man. Appreciate you letting me come on, man, to express myself in a quiet setting, unfortunately, where they listen to me. We do what we do, and like I said, if you look for most of all the positive, you don't have time to look for all the negative shit. I'm one time in your mouth, the bread man, the dog, we gone.
Appreciate it. Jamil, Burgundy Mustang, do you have any last I can put in here?
No, I'm good, Fred. I'm good. I'm waiting for that prayer. Get on out of here, then.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And let me make sure. I didn't see. I'm finna click these last numbers in. I see y'all with your hands up. 323-1546. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. Hello.
Keep moving, Bread Man. It's James. Let James get his final thoughts if he's still out there too, Bread Man, if you don't mind.
I might have clicked. I'm going to see what number he was on. That guy didn't want to say nothing.
James, if you're on the phone again, click the one button. Because like he said, if it's your first time on Bread Man Show, James is one of the avid listeners out there, one of the avid fans, we're going to say. And like you said, we nobody without the doggone fans, Bread Man.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm here.
James.
I'm here, Bread Man. Yeah.
You got any final thoughts, brother?
Yeah, man, my final thought is, man, like I said, everybody just keep it 100 and, you know, tell it like it is, man, even though it might not be what some people want to hear, but, hey, we ain't nobody without the fans. And like I said, it's my first time on your show, man. You got a good show. And, hey, keep doing y'all thing, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, James. I appreciate you for giving me an opportunity, man, for a moment of your time. You know, I really do. And I hope that I continue to, you know what I mean, inspire you throughout your travel on this earth, my brother. And if I don't, you make sure you correct. Keep me in line.
All right, man. I sure appreciate it.
All right, James, you have a good one.
All right.
There he is, folks, my man, 662-0546. Good morning. What's going on?
What up, Brad, man? I just want to commend you, man. I like what you said. I heard your little speech about BET, man. Well, you know, I learned from the best, you know. I appreciate what you said, and like I said, I try to do my part. You know, I might get up on a few people's skin with what I do, but, you know, I'm speaking all truth. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you hold my foot to the fire. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm right, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I appreciate your little shout-out. And I fell off the show a minute ago. I didn't hear Dog when he first come on. I wish I had. I might have to go back and listen to him, but it sounded like he said a mouthful. But I have to go back and listen. But anyway, I just want to come on and commend you on your show, man. Good show.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Chief. Anytime. The BET, if y'all don't know he got it, let me tell you, he got it. Pow! Next caller, 478-1809. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How are you today? Hello. Oh, well. No more hands. I got all the hands, dog.
Okay, my
got
brother, shut it on down, because we got a dog on it. I got enough talking to do this evening. Good grief.
All right, I'm going to mute everybody down, because I'm going to go into this inspirational vitamin. Dog, I appreciate you again. Everybody, we finna go into the inspirational vitamin. It reads as follows. Get it out here. Whatever situation you may face, all in God's hands, because the greatest test of faith is when you don't get what you want, but still you are able to say, thank you, God. With that being said, I just want to add to that. Y'all, we do a lot out here. We ask a lot of each other. Let's start asking a lot of him and giving back to him. And no matter, you ain't got to be a true believer, but if you just say thank you in the times of need, or thank you when things are good, it'll all work itself out. This is the bread, man, with the inspirational vitamin to keep you going through the week. One time for your mind. Thank y'all. I'm out of here.